Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I am Eric Garthy, and we are in class with Moses, Lessons of Ministry Calling. In this session, we'll be looking at Exodus chapter 9, verses 27 to 35, Hard Hearts and False Repentance. If you are parents, you have heard it at least once, a young child yelling or telling an older sibling, "You're not the boss of me." Or the teenager who shouts, "It's my life, I'll live it the way I want to live it. No one is going to tell me what to do." Well, Exodus chapters 8 to 11 record the defiant Pharaoh of Egypt who hardened his heart again against God again and again. Too bad Pharaoh didn't learn the lesson. We harden our hearts when we reinforce our power. When our control is threatened, we take steps to keep our power. Pharaoh responded by making life harder for the Hebrews. No materials, same quota of bricks. People determined to get their way will often do anything to get it. Herod was willing to kill many babies to keep his throne in Israel. King Saul was willing to kill a loyal friend and servant to maintain his throne. Look at our text in Exodus chapter 9, verse 27 to 35. Verse 27. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said to them, "I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and my people and I are wicked. Entreat the Lord that there may be no more mighty thundering and hail, for it is enough. I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer." So Moses said to him, "As long as I have gone out of the city, I will spread out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail, that you may know that the earth is the Lord's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you will not yet fear the Lord God." Now the flax and barley were struck, for the barley was in the head and the flax was in bud. But the wheat and the spelt were not struck, for they are late crops. But Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread out his hands to the Lord. And then the thunder and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured on the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain, the hail, and the thunder had ceased, he sinned yet more. And he hardened his heart, he and his servants. So the heart of Pharaoh was hard. Neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken by Moses. Now, let me give you four experiences that can result in hard hearts toward the Lord. First, our hearts can harden when we feel in control. Pharaoh must have been a bit concerned as he saw the demonstrations of power by Moses' God until his own magicians duplicated the miracles. He didn't think it through. Pharaoh's men could duplicate but not prevent or remove the plagues. How often do people cry out to God in a situation and then forget God once the crisis passes? Pharaoh dismissed Moses' threat once his own magicians copied it. Have you made promises to God in a crisis you've not kept? Second, our hearts can harden when we escape consequences. Pharaoh repented during several of the plagues, especially when his magicians could no longer duplicate them. Exodus chapter 8, verses 18 and 19. Now the magicians so worked with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice on man and beast. And then the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." But Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had said. They began to get the picture, but not the king of Egypt. chapter 9, verse 11. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils. And the boils were on the magicians and on all the Egyptians. After the plagues of fire, hail, and locusts, Pharaoh began to show a kind of repentance. He acknowledged his sin and asked for prayer from Moses, but as soon as the circumstances were changed, he renewed his stubborn resistance. Pharaoh was addicted to power and would do whatever it took to maintain control. The same is true with the wife abuser, the drug addict, the drunk, the gambler. After an episode of losing control, he or she seems to be sorry for what happened, promises it will never happen again, and acts like he's changed his ways. There's a problem. As soon as the consequences of the behavior subside, the family's terrorized again. Have you ever had a crisis threaten serious consequences, which never happened? Third, our hearts can harden when we experience rejection. After the fourth plague, flies, Pharaoh offered a compromise of allowing the Hebrews to worship, but in Egypt. He could maintain control that way. He was rejected. After the plague of hail, Pharaoh offered another compromise of allowing them to go into the wilderness without their children as security. He was rejected. During the plague of darkness, Pharaoh again offered a compromise of allowing all the people to go but leave the livestock as insurance. He was rejected. The king got very angry and banished Moses from coming to his royal court. Let me ask you, have you ever tried to work out a compromise with someone only to be rejected? Fourth, our hearts can harden when we develop resentment. Finally, Pharaoh let the Egyptians go after yet another plague, one of death. He let them go free to be rid of them and his troubles. All the people gave them treasure and clothing. However, grief and bitterness and pride caused Pharaoh to seek revenge. His heart was hardened once again, and he chased them to the Red Sea. Nothing can harden a man's heart like resentment or bitterness. It will drive him to get what he wants in revenge. It will cause him to pay any price to get it. It will allow him to hurt others in the process. How did God finally break Pharaoh's hardened heart, although short-lived? He finally realized God was more powerful than Egypt's gods. He finally listened to his people and his trusted magicians. He finally experienced the pain from his own stubbornness. Only the tragedy of Pharaoh's firstborn son's death got his attention. Let me ask you, what about you? Will God have to break your heart to get your attention? You have a great day.